From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen Locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. online at Accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. And tonight is Red Barn Radio's 679th live concert performance. How about that? Tonight we present Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. They are a four-piece band from Pikeville, Kentucky. We think you'll love their blend of upbeat country and southern rock. They play entirely from a catalog written by their lead singer, and the band has been together for just shy of a year. Welcome, folks, Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company to the Red Barn stage.
Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. Here's Brad.
Well, welcome to Red Barn Radio, listeners. We are with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. The guy that's been singing is John Montgomery, and he's been writing songs for a while.
I started real late, though. I started music at about 30 We have a great music scene. We're from Pikeville. At night times, it's a lot to do is go watch live music. We're real apt to sing songs about the homeland, you know? Sure. And you're like, I know where that place is. I know that story he's telling. I said, you know, I got 100 stories. Let's go buy us a guitar. So I went down to Mount Music, Kevin Harmon. He hooked me up, and then I started writing songs. Well, you can pick up every rock thorn at my door. Turn around and throw them again, cause there's a thousand reasons more for you to leave. You had it in your head just how this would go. You'd say what's on your mind, I'd fall down on your floor, but that's not me. And that ain't me to hold you with the darkness coming.
Listeners, about some of the other places in Pikeville that maybe only locals know about.
I was kind of a transplant. I've only lived there for a couple of years.
John Montgomery.
It's kind of built into a fishbowl. It's mountains with a little bitty town in the middle of it. Sean said it best. I think he said, you build a town for 5,000 people and then you put 20,000 people in it.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere you could fit one trailer, they went ahead and put three. Yeah, when we did our last music video, we put the Frosty Freeze up there in it. We put local businesses. You've got family's been there forever, and It's a little bit of everything, which these guys could tell you more, I think.
Yeah, just recently we had the Belfry Pirates and the Pikeville Panthers win the state football championships in their own divisions. And, of course, we have Hillbilly Days every year there where for the 3 days of the year we pretend that we're something that everyone stereotypically thinks we are and we're not. That's pretty much it.
Chris Stapleton's a football player.
Yeah, he looks big enough to be.
Yeah, but so do you. Yeah. Did you ever play football, John?
I did. I played some football. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was in Morgan County, is where I'm from, West Liberty. So,
what position did you play?
Defensive end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't like getting hit. I just let me hit the guy that don't see me coming. That's ideal, I think.
Yeah, but you're a big guy to get around.
I live my life on a rebound. Walk my way through the sad part of town. Stepping through all my letdowns. To find a woman that would stick around with me. To find a woman that would stick around with me. Well, I hear all the chatter. They wonder what it is that makes me cry. It don't really matter. Smiling faces as I walk by.
This is an event that I've heard about so many times, and how many times have I thought I'm going to make it? And have I yet? No. But I will. Tell me more about it.
Kevin Cool.
Basically, when you think about it, it's when everybody thinks of the Hatfields and the McCoys, which happened in Pike County.
Uh-huh.
You know, the moonshiners and the bonnets for the ladies and the bibbed overalls for the men and pipes, you know, and tobacco. And arts and crafts, and then like Sean was saying earlier, you take 100,000 people and you cram them into a city built for about 5,000 people, and 3 days you just have a hootenanny, as they would call it.
Pikeville didn't have no diversity growing up. You know, it was one kind of people, and they did two things. One, they built a college, which attracted a ton of different people, and two, they throw one hell of a giant party. And that's what gets people in there. So it's another thing, you're talking about Hatfield McCoy, and I watched the Kevin Costner. And I went to work, and I was like, man, you know, that's all right around here. You know, I didn't even know that. And they're like, yeah, right there where we were looking at was the graveyard all the McCoys are in. We literally was right beside of it, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, that's something cool to see. The days grew shorter as nights got colder. I woke to a breeze as the leaves hit the ground. When you asked me if I could be your lover, well, I just wanted you to stick around. The sheets grow cold on the sheets of your room, but you're always there to keep them warm. When I make mistakes like some young men will do, when you were the calm, well, I brought the storm.
For life?
Mark Cheney.
I live around the Millard area, like about
15, 20 minutes away from the breaks. I went to high school at Eastridge.
Did you do music when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah. I've always been into it. Like, I think I started playing about age 7 or something like that. My own band called Mirrored Image. Outside of this, it's like indie pop. And my brother just started recording. He recorded their record. He recorded our records.
Is just an older brother of yours?
Yeah, his name's John Chaney.
Is he trained as a sound engineer? Is he sort of self-taught?
Pretty much self-taught. Like, I think he just sat around and watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos. He he was like, hey, you're going to be our guinea pig, and that's my first record. And then everyone has just gotten significantly better.
Was bass always your thing, or have you do other instruments also?
I mean, I mainly play guitar, and I started on piano, actually, but there's the stigma against bass. It's like, oh, yeah, that's the group of friends, the worst guitar player ends up on bass. I don't understand that, because in a situation like this, bass is very important.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I said, baby, don't do me that way. I could be your shooting star. I said, baby, go a million miles. I could be right where you are. I could be right where you
listen to a lot of Skynyrd and Outlaws.
I was a huge Outlaws and Skynyrd fan. I was also a big fan of Peter Frampton and the Eagles. Don Felder is one of my favorite guitar players ever. Of course, Peter Frampton is just amazing to me as well.
And still ticking. Have you seen him perform ever?
Yes, seen him twice.
All right.
I actually saw him open up with Lynyrd Skynyrd at Rupp Arena back in 98. And then I saw him and Steve Miller last year in Cincinnati at Riverbend. Yeah, they came out and jammed together, and it was really nice. Played a bunch of old blues tunes.
This old world, a little girl.
telling me about another sort of phenom of your region.
We have the most dollar general per capita.
Really?
I don't know that for fact, but there's a good chance of it. Like I was telling you, my brother's a dispatcher, and he has like 12 hours to do nothing but sit there and answer phones. He got bored and counted one day. There were like 42. They just put them everywhere because nobody wants to leave the holler. So, you know, you got like literally one every 3 miles or something crazy.
Are you then a banker?
About that much.
Yeah? Have you done that for a long time?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Did that come out of training or just something you kind of fell into in
fell
your
into.
Life? Yeah. Yeah. All right. You got family, kids?
I've got a daughter. She's 26.
Oh,
or
all
28,
right.
Sorry.
All right. She is she musical, too?
No, she's a high school math teacher.
She is. All right. Down there?
Actually, in Knoxville. She lives in Knoxville.
Hey, what about you? John.
I was in the military for a couple of years, and then I got into marketing. Then I owned my own business, and now I'm a machinist. About every 7 years, 5 years or something, I get the itch and go to something else.
Did you ever intend to go to college after high school? Did you do some of that?
I did. I got about 30 credits, 38 credits or something like that, and I was just like, this ain't for me, and that's when I signed up and left. And
when did you serve?
2006 to 2012.
You still keeping in pretty close touch with some of your friends
from back then? It's like the world's biggest fraternity. Even if you don't keep up with your specific friends, you always run into, you know, a lot of older guys wearing the Vietnam hats and stuff, and, you know, they'll treat you like you're their brother. I mean, so you've always got friends everywhere you go.
Uh-huh.
It's a neat little little thing. I was actually supposed to leave to go to the Middle East, and there was a recruiter position came open. They typecast me. They needed a 6-foot blonde of a certain age because they had just opened an armory at Farmer and Charkey down here where Moorhead's at, and they needed someone to recruit that college. And I happened to fall in all those, the criteria, and that's where I got the job, and they stationed me close, and we would just go to schools and talk to people, and it's just a numbers game, you know what I mean? Yeah, I used to tell people I wasn't selling a house or a car. I was selling a whole life. I mean, your whole life changes when you do stuff like that. You know, 6 years later, you ain't the same person, you know. I actually served with Eric Bolander, another Red Barn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Performer, I guess, yeah. He's good
friend.
He's one I keep up with, yeah.
Do studies in music?
Actually, I just now took my last finals at Big Sandy So I've got an associate's degree now, but all I don't plan on going anymore.
All right. Congratulations. What associate's degree with what kind of emphasis?
I said associate of arts, unless you plan on working at the hospital.
Did you get associate's in arts with a focus on music?
They don't really offer any music, but I was planning on teaching English, and then the whole teacher pension thing popped up my first semester of my freshman year, so I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Basically gen eds, and I took fun classes like communication, psychology, that stuff that doesn't really help you all that much unless you're going to be a psychologist.
We grew up down a dirt road, a place where flowers didn't grow. The rocks they taught in Appalachia. We knocked down mountains to find the coast. One day I saw you through my window.
We would like to thank Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and also Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at WEKU.FM. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on eventbrite.com, Lexington. Let's welcome back Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company. I think I got another number for it. Let's do it.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank John, Kevin, Mark, and Sean, Montgomery and the Phoenix Holding Company for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at WEKU.FM. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.